Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is not for anyone in particular, but for what is apparently a large number of defectors and traitors to our cause who simply must be called out for their treacherous behavior. Before I tell you what they've done, allow me to properly prepare you that this is very stern stuff. You will be shocked. Okay, everybody thinking about your happy place and gently nuzzling your anxiety-reducing companion fidgets? Here goes. This week, our most hallowed source of all truth, National Public Radio, reported on a very concerning trend of liberals, people of color, and LGBTQ2SIA 4chan plus minus people buying guns. I'll pause while you recover from your gasping. According to interviews of more than 30 people in the Gospel of the Present Moment at NPR, members of our cause are abandoning their fear of firearms and their principled opposition to self-defense by actually going to a gun shop. I know. Purchasing a firearm. I know. And even going to, what do they call it, a shootout rangy thingy, whatever, for practice. Now, to their credit, apparently some of them had to Google how to buy a gun first, which is good since we eagerly brag that the key things we who oppose gun ownership know absolutely nothing about are guns, gun use, and gun ownership, obviously. But yes, these interviewees all basically said the same thing. They're afraid of President 34 felonies and the totalitarian regime he is bringing down upon this country. They are afraid of roving mobs of angry conservatives who might try to convert them to believing in private property and small government. But most of all, they are buying guns in case of civil unrest. In other words, not only are these otherwise wokeites in good standing buying guns, horror, but they are actually buying them for the reasons that Second Amendment advocates have always said are the reasons America has a Second Amendment. In other words, they are validating the point that the death collaborators on the other side have always said. And by NPR reporting on this growing trend of gays buying guns to avoid being victimized and people of color buying guns as if they fear a return to the days of Jim Crow Democrats when they were kept oppressed and disarmed in the South, we are risking a whole generation of good progressives who might be tempted to believe in the right to keep and bear arms for their own safety. Can you imagine where we'd be politically if we didn't have the gun issue and all those years of demonizing guns, gun owners, and the NRA to work with? Guns have been one of our great fear-based political wedges. What would we have left to demonize them with other than the ineffective tropes of misogyny and racism and homophobia and climate alarmism? And you know the worst part of this? The article clearly tells us these people are so afraid of retribution and retaliation that they won't even give their real names as purchasers of firearms. But if they remain undoxed, how can we go visit them at home and persuade them of their mistake and properly re-indoctrinate them into the holy virtues of pacifism and weakness? No, this is a horrible development all around, and we beseech the rest of you, dear Otherin, stay weak, hold the thin, defenseless line, and use your words instead of violence to solve all your problems. And if the bad people come for your family and your home and your rights, just curl up in a ball and hope for the best. Denial and impotence are fabulous tools for dealing with any threat. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Republican Michigan State Representative Jay DeBoyer for his outrageous recent antics at a hearing of the House Oversight Committee where he so rudely ambushed Michigan Chief Deputy Superintendent Dr. Sue Carnell with a typical transphobic gotcha question about what parents don't want taught in their schools.
They do not believe it is the role of the government to dictate these kinds of things. Things like, you said, the science of gender. How many genders are there? How many genders are there?
Different people have different beliefs on that.
Well, you can believe all you want, but science says there's two.
Well, as you immediately surmise, this little PR stunt DeBoyer performed was designed to make Carnell look foolish, but all it really did was expose his own ignorance. We all know that it's a ridiculous question because it has no correct answer. No one can say how many genders there are precisely because gender is not binary, nor is it trinary or quadrinary or even quintrinary. There are uncountable myriad of genders precisely because gender's not something you can categorize, baby. We literally call it gender fluidity, you Neanderthal. Fluidity means it varies along a spectrum. It's like asking how many shades of gray there are, and the answer is way more than 50. And when you put in all the colors of the holy rainbow, how many shades of all the different hues and tones? Well, you see the problem. And although Dr. Carnell, with her bachelor's degree in education from the University of Michigan and her doctoral degree in education leadership from Eastern Michigan, should certainly have known better how to answer the question, so many years of solid progressive indoctrination should have served her better. In this case, it did not. So instead of countering the question by explaining that there may be only two sexes, but an uncountably glorious rainbow of fruit-flavored genders, she sat there, smiled, and let the awkward silence become the story. And by the way, we note how unfair it is for this state representative to be questioning Dr. Carnell, since he has no degrees at all, having merely taken a few classes at the St. Clair Community College. So of course he knows nothing about the science of gender and sexuality. We didn't have hold of him long enough to teach him the truth. And to think that some backwards Michigander parent who actually limited themselves to a single-sex partner in the oppressed patriarchal construct of heterosexual marriage and then manufactured a child through the most boring form of sexual expression would be the person we should cater to in our educational objectives? Well, that's just childish. And completely contrary to the eternal pronouncements of science, according to this moment in history, the 21st day of October, year 2025, of the current era, without any reference to any particular religious personage, historical or imaginary. So with a finding that Dr. Carnell should be subject to remedial intersectional theory indoctrination level 3, we hereby order the outcasting of the real villain of this story, Representative Jay DeBoyer, whom we hereby pronounce excommunicado. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, an important note about our dear Mother Earth and our relationship with her. It has come to our attention that a recent study shows that the Atlantic Gulf Stream is on the verge of imminent collapse due to man-made global climate change. Obviously, we normally prefer to say human-sourced or person-originated rather than man-made for the sake of gender equality, but whenever the outcome is a terrible one, it's perfectly appropriate to call it man-made to remind people that nothing good has ever been made by an actual man. The Gulf Stream, scientifically referred to as the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, AMOC, which of course is how we will refer to it now on, according to Patterson's fourth thesis on declarifying communication, which reminds us to always be on the lookout for ways to make language less clear in order to make the uninitiated more afraid to ask questions for fear of exposing themselves as terminological outsiders. The worst kind of outsiders, really. So this AMOC, which is responsible for circulating immense amounts of warm water from the Gulf of Mexico toward Iceland and Great Britain, thereby warming them and preserving their temperate climate, is going to stop flowing any day now. And when it does, the countries who depend on it will be devastated by cooling comparable to what is experienced every winter in other normal latitudes like Canada and Scandinavia. In other words, we're facing a massive and dangerous cooling, possibly an ice age for Western Europe. Now, I know that we have been sounding the crisis alarms for a long time about the dangers of a hotter planet, so at first it might seem like a colder planet would be welcome news. Not so fast. Do you not remember, dear Otherin, when we were all scared during the 1970s that the observed cooling of the planet would continue and destroy us all? Until we realized that the planet was actually heating up to destroy us all. We must learn to take these fluctuations in the holy prophetic utterances of Her Majesty Science and not ask too many questions. If science now says cooling is the threat, then by Gaia, cooling is the threat. You must learn to be more nimble in your adaptation to the ever-changing nature of ideas that produce fear and anxiety. In fact, this is a perfect time to make sure you've all kept current your subscriptions to our most revered periodical. What Should I Be Afraid Of Today? The newsletter for environmental hypochondriacs that gives you the sciencey sounding words to make it seem like whatever you fear is legitimate. As a longtime subscriber myself, I can only assure you that this essential daily update continually reminds me of the most current trends in the important fields of emerging anxiety and debilitating paranoia, as well as reminding me which fear sources we are abandoning because they turned out to be nothing after all, or else have fully served their political purpose. So if you live in Great Britain or Iceland, quickly and quietly destroy your stop boiling my planet signs and replace them with stop freezing my planet materials instead. Then be sure to tell people you've always been worried about cooling and never worried about heating. And if anyone wants to send ice scrapers and mittens to England, we're collecting them in the We Care More Than You Do package in the back. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.